From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Iran has been condemned by more than 30 nations for its secretive nuclear program and uncooperative behavior, criticized even by Russia and China, who generally refrain from doing so. More from Terry Schultz in Brussels.
It's been 4 years since the International Atomic Energy Agency took a united stand against Iran, but Tehran's latest actions have provoked overwhelming disapproval at the UN's nuclear watchdog organization. A day after IAEA chief Mohammed El-Baradei said cooperation with the Iranian government was non-existent, all but 10 of the organization's 35 members approved a resolution demanding Iran fully disclose all nuclear activities and allow UN inspectors unlimited access. The measure also insists construction stop at a uranium enrichment facility Tehran had kept secret until September. The fact the usually reluctant Russia and China were among those favoring censure has led the U.S. and Europeans to hope that support may extend to additional sanctions at the U.N. Security Council if Tehran continues to defy existing ones. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
More than 85 heads of state have informed Denmark they will attend next month's global climate change summit in Copenhagen. That's according to the Danish prime minister, who today called the response to the summit on climate change overwhelming. Positive. Both the U.S. and China have issued promises to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. A White House official says the Virginia couple who attended this week's state dinner without an invitation met President Barack Obama in the receiving line. Head of the U.S. Secret Service is now saying his agency failed to verify whether the couple were on the guest list. Director Mark Sullivan said today his agency is, quote, concerned and embarrassed by the incident. He said the pair, rather, were apparent hopefuls for a rowdy television show and were able to gain access to the White House. Shoppers hit the stores before dawn today in search of Black Friday bargains. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
This year, flat-screen TVs were among the hottest Black Friday items. He and Hua got in line at 9 p.m. last night at the Target store in Rockville, Maryland.
I'm here for the Black Friday deals for the TVs because they're really discounted right now. So that's the reason why I'm here.
The television is for himself. When shopper Daniel DeBibi heard about the $3 toasters and crockpots the store was also offering, he said he may just end up buying a present for his mom. Though that's not what he came for.
I'm already here. I'm buying two TVs. One for myself, one for my older cousin. But, I mean, if they're deals that cheap, why not? I'm already out here.
The cheapest TVs were gone within minutes, and the small appliances weren't far behind. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
In holiday-shortened trading on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 154 points today, ending the week at 10,309. The Nasdaq was down 37 points to close at 2138. The S&P 500 fell 3 points. This is NPR. A new law set to take effect in New York State will provide further protections for so-called whistleblowers. It would strengthen penalties for employers who go after employees to report violations regarding pay or mistreatment on the job. Under the law, the minimum civil penalty against such employers is set to rise from $200 to $2,000, while the maximum penalty will go from $1,000 to $10,000. The law bolsters existing state regulations that have long prohibited employers from firing, demoting, reassigning, or cutting the pay of workers who file a complaint. Scientists and engineers will be working through the weekend as they prepare for the next test run of the world's most powerful particle collider. The first successful run was earlier this week. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The collider is called the Large Hadron Collider, or LHC for short. It consists of a 17-mile diameter circular tunnel that straddles the border between France and Switzerland. Inside the tunnel, superconducting magnets propel bunches of protons in opposite directions at close to the speed of light. At certain points, the proton bunches are steered into each other, causing collisions that give off a spray of smaller particles. The first test run provided hundreds of collisions, basically enough to show that the LHC was working. Next week, they'll turn up the power with the hope of getting millions of collisions. The LHC won't be ready for full power operations until next year. Joe Palca, NPR News, Geneva.
The official White House Christmas tree arrived today with First Lady Michelle Obama and daughters Malia and Sasha on hand to welcome the 18.5-foot-high Douglas fir. The tree was delivered by a traditional horse-drawn carriage. It's the fourth time the White House tree has come from a farm in Shepherdstown, West Virginia. It will be set up in the Blue Room of the White House. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.